The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, Chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party, Drew McKissick. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Man, I'm doing well this morning. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. I got to tell you though, I'm feeling a little betrayed. I'm learning now from President Joe Biden that you and the Republican Party, you're the reason that I'm having to pay the high prices. I mean, he tweeted yesterday, Republicans are doing nothing but obstructing our efforts to crack down on gas price gouging, lower food prices, lower health care costs, and hopefully soon lower your prescription drug costs. This is not right, and that's why this election is going to be so darn important, Biden tweeted yesterday. Now, if Joe Biden tweeted it, it has to be true.
It has to be true, absolutely. You know, he has repealed the law of supply and demand and just capitalism and market dynamics entirely, right? I mean, you can roll into office and, you know, shut down the Keystone Pipeline and shut down new auctions for leases to drill for oil and gas on federal lands and tighten up supply. That has absolutely no impact on price whatsoever, correct? I mean, that's just what you learned in high school, right, Joey? That's the supply and demand market dynamics. I mean, totally ridiculous. And look, hey, I mean, if I were in his shoes right now, and, you know, I think it was 4 days ago, the latest civics poll came out with a 30% job approval rating for Joe Biden, the lowest since Harry Truman. If I were in his shoes, I would be trying to change the subject too. So this is, you know, his equivalent of, you know, shouting, look, a squirrel over there, look over there. Don't pay attention over here. Look over there.
There goes a chicken.
Of course, that's what they want to do.
Yes. Well, here's the question. I mean, do you think whoever tweeted that yesterday still has their job? I mean,
why would you get fired for lying in this White House? I mean,
well, that's true. Good point.
Come out in terms of, you know, I mean, whether it's Jen Psaki or the latest gal that they've got behind the podium there, you know, blaming everything except themselves for the problems that we have now. So, you know, why should whoever tweeted that be any different?
Well, boy, the response to that was pretty amazing. I mean, I just can't imagine. First, it was Putin. And now, of course, it's the Republicans, but it's everybody but Joe Biden.
There's always a scapegoat. That's the thing. Even when it comes to elections, you'll notice this. It is never the liberals' fault. Whether it's either because voters didn't really understand what they were trying to sell, so it's the voters' fault, or it is some other, you know, malfactor's fault that the policies that they've implemented didn't work. And we just need to do it better next time. We need to do it more next time. We need to spend more money next time or have more onerous regulations next time to make what we believe work. It's never their fault. It's never their policy's fault.
Yeah. What about the story, you know, Joe Biden quickly used the story of this 10-year-old who supposedly had to travel across state lines to have an abortion. Glenn Kessler is casting doubt on the validity of that story.
Mm-hmm. And as of yet, since he's mentioned this, I have yet to see anywhere, anything, whether it's even, you know, a statement from whether it was somebody in the family or even at least maybe a statement from a doctor who was involved or someone else to validate that it's true, which again is, you know, more of what you would expect from this crowd. You know, just let's just try to, you know, throw the red herring out there, so to speak, and get people to focus on something other than, you know, what has been the case for decades and what has, you know, revolted the American people in general against their position, their radical position. That was, you know, they believed in the right to unlimited right to abortion right up until the moment of birth. And if you're Ralph Northam, you know, former governor of Virginia, maybe after birth. You know, that's the radical position that they've had for decades, and that they can't defend at the ballot box. And so they have no other choice but to try to change the subject.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to repeat a story like this, and again, now the Washington Post and Glenn Kessler, look, they've been pretty soft on Biden, but you know he dug pretty deep, and they question authorities around Ohio because if this really happened, then this should have been reported as a criminal offense, and.
Right.
They can't find any evidence to where a case like this was ever reported.
Well, it's sort of like the stories that Joe Biden tells about himself over the years. You know, we've noticed that they get bigger and bolder and more embellished. And, you know, apparently he was going to, you know, play football at, you know, the Naval Academy or whatever it was here. I mean, well, you can't believe half of what comes out of the guy's mouth.
Yeah, and don't forget his truck driving career.
Well, that's true too. I forgot about that.
Oh boy,
amazing!
It is amazing. I tell you, and you know, one of the other interesting things over the weekend, some of the stories coming out. Evidently, there's a lot of here's what the New York Times, the way they described it, Biden's age and his abilities to do his job is an uncomfortable issue around the White House these days.
Well, and, you know, that's the kind of thing that's affecting them in the polls. Even now, yeah, his approval rating in one of those latest polls that I just mentioned, even among Democrats, is in the low to mid-60s. More and more of them now are seeing him as too old, or even in one of the polls, about a third of Democrats were saying he was too mentally incapable of being president. These were Democrats now, not just Americans in general. So yeah, more of them are running away from him, running away from, you know, having him be involved in their campaigns. Democrats in Ohio here recently said, you know, don't come to Ohio. We don't need you here. They've got enough trouble as it is at the ballot box. Yeah. So yeah, their problems run deep right now.
That's why things are looking good for November, and why we have to put our heads down and keep working hard, right?
That's the main thing. Got to do the work. And if you want to get involved, go to scgop.com/volunteer. Find something there to get involved in. Sign up, whether it's working the polls, being a poll watcher, a poll worker, or helping campaigns, yard signs, phone calls, you name it. There's something for everybody to do. We can't take elections for granted, and elections do have consequences, as we've seen. So get involved.
Yep. scgop.com. Always a pleasure, Mr. Chairman. We'll talk again next week.
Yes, sir. Take care. Thank you.
Sure thing. Drew McKissick, chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party, scgop.com.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.